The scripture reading this morning is from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. And if you want to read along with us, turn to page 967 in the Pew Bible, and you'll find that scripture. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the secret writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. May God bless the reading and hearing of his holy word this morning.
Thank you very much, Carol, for being our scripture reader this morning. Good morning, church. Welcome for those of you that maybe aren't here regularly for the month of October. If you look up on the screen, we've been reviewing the Protestant Reformation. It happened 500 years ago in Europe, and it transformed Christianity and the world. And we are a Protestant church. And so for the month of October, we have been looking at what does it mean to be a Protestant? What were these people about? So the first Sunday, we talked about the slogan of the Reformers, sola fide. That is Latin for faith alone. The question is, how do we as sinful people stay in a right relationship with God who's perfect and holy? And the Catholics taught that it was a combination of your faith and the practices that you do, the sacraments that you take. And Luther and his cohorts discovered, no, in fact, it is faith alone in Jesus Christ and his work for you that pardons your sin, that removes your guilt, and puts you in a right relationship with God. Last Sunday, we looked at the slogan of the Reformers, sola gratia, that is grace alone, where the Reformers taught that our coming to faith in Christ is an act of God's mercy and grace. It's not something we make happen. It's something God does as a work in us. And then faith is now lived out as a way of saying thank you to God for all that he's done in our hearts, in our lives. Well, today I want to talk to you briefly about another slogan. This slogan came about because as Luther, as Zwingli, as some of these other reformers began to push back against the Catholic Church, they were rightly condemned by the church as being heretics for teaching what wasn't proper in the church. And so when they were debating back and forth about what is right and what is true, the reformers kept going back to one source, and that is the Bible. What does Scripture say? And so the reformers established a slogan called sola scriptura, scripture alone. That is, when you make an appeal for what you should believe or what you should do, the reason was Luther and his cohorts believed that you appeal to the Bible because it is the inspired word of God. It's not like a pope that can make a mistake or a council that can be mistaken. And so the reformers turned back into the Bible to look for their answers. That's why Martin Luther translated the Bible into German, and John Wycliffe translated it into English, because they wanted the word into the hands of the people, because they knew the power of the gospel is the power of the scripture. Well, I'm happy to say I willfully, joyfully embrace that same slogan, sola scriptura. And I know that as we rediscover that, we're going to do the same thing. But I want you to know that drive that started 500 years ago continues today. There are churches and there are ministries who have a passion for the scriptures, getting the word out to people, to let it change their lives and work in them. And one of those great ministries are called the Gideons. Some of you know about them. Some of you have received a Bible from them, or you've noticed one in a hotel drawer in a cabinet. Well, one of our church members, Fred Hepke, is in fact a Gideon, and he's going to come up and tell his story, the Gideon story, and challenge us to think about the importance of sharing God's word today. Fred Hepke, on behalf of our church, we welcome you to share your message this morning.
Thank you. After he regained consciousness in that New Delhi hospital in India, Ravi Zacharias realized his attempt to poison himself had failed. Ravi was born in a Hindu family with deep religious roots. However, he was struggling to find spiritual answers in that Hindu faith. He was struggling with family relationships, and he couldn't get over the loss of a close friend who had suddenly passed away. At the age of 17, Ravi decided life was meaningless and not worth living. That's how he ended up in that New Delhi hospital. However, Ravi was given a Gideon Bible in that hospital. He was weak and unable to read the Bible for himself, so his mother was instructed to start reading from the book of John, chapter 14. It was when she got to verse 19 that read, "Because I live, you also will live." From that verse, Ravi started asking questions. He discovered Jesus was the answer that he'd been seeking. Ravi Zacharias invited Jesus into his heart as Lord and Savior. Ravi prayed to Jesus, "Please get me out of this hospital bed well, and I promise I'll leave no stones unturned in his pursuit of finding truth." Fast forward 20 years, God was still at work in Ravi's life. In 1983, at the age of 37, Ravi Zacharias saw the need to defend Christianity. He resigned as a professor at a New York college and put out a request for $50,000 to start a new ministry. That prayer landed on the heart of D.D. Davis, who was a Gideon, and D.D. gave him that $50,000. Today, Ravi Zacharias is a president of Ravi Zacharias International Ministries and one of the world's foremost Christian apologists, having spoken worldwide in defense of the Christian faith. Church, God was at work in all of this. Yes, that Bible, that Gideon Bible, was at the right place at the right time. Good morning. I'm Fred Hepke. I've been a Gideon since 2008. I listened to Bot Radio Network, and Ravi Zacharias has a time slot through the day, and I've heard Ravi's messages often. And from that one Gideon Place Bible that transformed him and transformed Ravi Zacharias, and today his message reaches millions of people, and he is at work bringing people to the knowledge and saving grace of Jesus Christ. Last year at the International Gideon's Convention that was held out in Indianapolis, Indiana, Ravi shared this testimony. In the scripture reading today of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 that Carol just read, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." This is how God spoke to Ravi, how he answered Ravi's questions about life. And likewise, that's the purpose of the scripture, that it answers our questions, the questions we have about life. It's our instruction for living. The Gideon's International is an association of born-again Christian business and professional men. We are members of local churches and serve as outreach of those churches. Our group is called a camp, and within our camp area, we have 70 churches that we get together on Sunday morning and pray for not only the churches, but the pastors that serve in those churches. We're made up of welcome UCC, Protestant denominations, UCC, Baptists, Methodists, Nazarenes, and Presbyterians, I believe, makes up most of our camp. The men are called Gideons, and the wives are called auxiliary. Since 1899, our purpose has been to share the gospel with the world today. Today we have Gideon camps in 200 countries, territories, and possessions, distributing scripture in over 95 languages. We simply want to make sure that everyone has a chance to receive God's word and know Jesus as the Lord and Savior. We place Bibles and New Testaments in designated places like hotels and motels, which most of you are probably aware of if you've traveled and looked in the furniture, whatever there, the drawers. You'll find a Gideon Place Bible. It doesn't get there by accident. The camps in that area are responsible for getting them there. Along with hotels and motels, we do hospitals and assisted living facilities. And through your ongoing contributions, we also distribute testaments to students in schools and colleges, to prisoner, bless you, policemen, firemen, medical personnel, as well as men and women in the armed forces. Craig Rochelle was in trouble. Several of his fraternity brothers got busted for grand larceny, putting their whole fraternity at risk of being kicked off campus. To improve their image and build public relations, Craig Rochelle decided to conduct a Bible study at his fraternity house. Only one problem, he didn't have a Bible. Well, just so happened, on his way to world literature class that day, the Gideons were on campus handing out Bibles. How about that? It was in the study of Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing, it is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." From that scripture, Craig Rochelle gave his life to Christ. As 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Now, years later, Craig Rochelle is serving the Lord in Edmond, Oklahoma, as a husband, father of six, Christian author, pastor of Life Church TV Online, and multiple satellite locations. Likewise, his ministry is reaching millions and bringing people to know the saving grace of Jesus Christ. I participated in an adult Sunday school that we used Craig Rochelle's book, The Christian Atheist. I don't know if any of you were in there, but in that study, as we went through the book, I couldn't help but notice that Craig Rochelle alluded to the fact that it was a Gideon Bible that changed his life. Last month, Pam and I traveled to Jacksonville, Illinois for a distribution. Our group of 18 Gideons and auxiliary placed 2,500 Bibles and scriptures throughout the area. Pam's group worked at placing scriptures in nursing homes and hospitals. Our Gideon group passed out scriptures at McMurray College and Illinois College. We also offered the students the Gideon Bible app. We handed them this card that they could download the Gideon Bible app on their electronic devices. And with the Gideon Bible app, they were able to listen read it in their own language and listen to it in their own language. As far as there are 1,100 different languages on the Gideon Bible app. If you're interested, ask me. I'll help you find it. This coming week, we have a scheduled distribution here in the Metro East area, which includes, we'll be out at SIUE handing out there, and all other campuses around the area, schools wherever we are permitted, and as I said, hospitals and other facilities. As Matthew 9, verses 37 and 38 say, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord for the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. The Gideons would welcome your help by serving in this ministry also. In the short time that Pam and I have been Gideons, we have shared Christian fellowship with a lot of new friends. And we would definitely invite you all to be a part of that work. By God's grace, the Gideons International has distributed more than 92 million copies of God's Word around the world just last year. What a true blessing. Millions of people received the Bible and New Testaments in just a single year through your prayers and donations. And since 1908, we have placed more than 2 billion scripture around the world. We do this because Isaiah 55:11 says, God's word does not return void. That promise is fulfilled as people come to Christ through reading a scripture placed by Gideons. You may be wondering how you can help. Our number one need is prayer. Please pray for a steady flow of funds to purchase and place scripture, and pray for open doors to foreign countries that aren't allowing us in. We're finding that the opportunity to serve or hand out scripture here in this country is becoming more and more of a challenge. So pray that God gives us the opportunity to hand these scripture out. And if this message places if it gets to your heart, I would consider you give a financial gift. Every scripture we distribute and every salvation testimony is the result of generosity of someone just like you. For an investment of $1.25, you can provide for the purchase of a testament like this that throughout the world, reaching men and children in countries where many people struggle to survive, let alone be able to afford receiving God's word. A Gideon placed Bible in a hotel room, that costs approximately $5, and we figure the life of that Bible is approximately 6 years. It should reach over 2,000 people, and as that Bible is used, it starts to show its age, then that Bible will be taken out, be recycled, and it in turn is used for prison ministry. So it continues to serve as God speaks through the scriptures. I got this Gideon card rack down here. You can also support the Gideons through the purchase of scripture through the Gideon cards. There's three different types of cards. A card to recognize an important event, or a card to let someone know you're thinking of them, or a card to recognize the loss of a loved one. Look for the card display in Fellowship Lobby. You donate money to the Gideons. You send the card to whoever your concerns are. They receive the card. They realize that through the process, ultimately God's kingdom is grown by spreading more Bibles throughout the world. An exciting opportunity to reach the youth of America is through the Life Book. This program involves an in-school distribution by Christian high school youth to their classmates. This life book contains the Gospel of John, and since 2010, over 26 million copies of these have been provided to Christian youth. This was developed because, for security reasons, we're not allowed to get on school property anymore. So this is an avenue that's been chosen in order to have the kids take them in and hand them out. Let me share an example of how the Life Book has changed lives in the small town of Mercersburg, Pennsylvania. On March 6, 2016, Gideon gave a church presentation to a church just like I'm doing right now. And the Pastor Chip, who was the youth pastor of that church, after the service, he went and ordered 600 copies of these life books. And he started handing them out to the youth in their youth group. And one young girl by the name of Violet Clark was really motivated by this opportunity, that she went willingly and confidently sharing her faith by handing out these life books. She took a whole box of 100, and here over like a 6-week period, she finally gave out her last 100th life book just before her 18th birthday. The next day, she was involved in Violet was involved in a serious automobile accident leaving school. In school, where prayer was not promoted, many students and teachers began a prayer vigil asking God to heal Violet from that tragic accident. They prayed for a miracle. However, God called Violet home. It was not an accident. These individuals had been primed with God's word. In Proverbs 18:10, it states, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe." Shortly after the accident, one student wrote, "There are posters around school proclaiming the word of God. There's been more prayer here in the past 5 days than there's been in years. Students are turning to Christ, searching for answers, and looking for some of that joy that radiated from Violet." Since her tragic death, many friends from Violet's youth have come to Christ as a result of her life. One of her friends asked Pastor Chip if she could have life books and share them, because she saw how Violet had brought Christ to that school. Reflecting back to again to this morning's scripture in 2 Timothy 3:15, the Apostle Paul was writing this letter to Timothy, who Pastor Paul had mentored. I said Apostle Paul had mentored. And Paul knew he was facing death. He was in prison. He was going to be executed. So this was his final letter to go out. And he sent it out to Timothy to give him words of encouragement to promote the Christian faith and stay true to the word. And I'm going to read the first part of this. "And how from your infancy," Paul wrote, "you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ." And what Paul was communicating to Timothy was that Timothy's mother Eunice and Timothy's grandmother Lois had taught him the Holy Scriptures when he was a small child, and that's how he became a Christian. "I want to thank my mom and all the other teachers in this church that have taught me the Holy Scriptures. Today is Bible Sunday. The youth are going to receive their own Bible. And my son, Henry," who isn't paying attention right now, "Henry, I'm talking about you. Hi, okay.
My own grandson, Henry, is going to receive one of these Bibles. And I pray that parents and grandparents teach the Word of God to the next generation. They are the future that will carry on our Christian faith. In closing, thank you, Pastor John, for the opportunity to allow the Gideons to speak. And thank you, congregation, for your financial support of the Gideons International. It's been a pleasure to participate in the worship service today. God bless you.